is our wild thing, and one of our NRL Nation commentators who'll be calling the game tonight, along with Tim Manor and Joel Kane, the Tigers-Sharks game from CommBank Stadium. All the action right here from 7 o'clock, and he's on the line. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. And yourself?
Yeah, training at the gym. I got up early again this morning, and it's such a beautiful day down here. The weather is fantastic.
It looks like a great day on the way. The telly did this, and I think about 20,000 people voted, the 50 greatest New South Wales Blues players. Apparently you weren't happy with your initial placing at number 36, Mark.
Mate, no, seriously. Richard, I was just happy to be mentioned. I only played seven games. There were seven games I dreamt about as a kid, so... to be mentioned, I'm absolutely humbled.
Well, and you did get elevated, apparently. You've gone up to number 26. But look, are you happy with the team that Brad Fittler selected for the third and final game next Wednesday?
Richard, we lost the first two games. We needed change. They've got Jake Jovoyevich back. He would have been there, but he was injured. But I look at Jake, he's a likey-likey for that Reuben Connor, otherwise known as Welcome Back Connor. He's won Jake up and let him go all day. I just think we need a change at 5'8". Cody Walker should have been there game two, but he was injured. He's now given an opportunity because Buddy Lewite, mate, all he does is jump around. I think what Queensland have proven regards to the Penrith system, also Isaiah Yeo now on the bench, if you rush up in defence, they get stifled. And I think that needs to be changed. And also Bradman Best, like, give a kid a break. Well, he scored three tries the other day, and it wasn't against a good opposition, but give some young kid an opportunity. And when I hear the word, and it's not a good word to say, but when we're talking Origin, I hate these guys. Mate, I can't wait to see him play.
Good. The other issue that popped up yesterday afternoon, the Rugby League Players Association held a press conference, and they said, look, we've been trying to get this collective bargaining agreement sorted out, and I think it's been going for 20 months now. So they've now done a ban, which they said could go on and on and on. No match day media interviews with players. They've agreed to do it on non-match days, but no pre-game, half-time, post-game at press conferences. Was there a Rugby League Players Association back in your day, Mark?
Yeah, there was. I think they just took money, did nothing for us. But these days, it's just... I actually got surprised, Richard, because I thought it was all done and dusted. But,
so did I.
That's how long it's been going for. But now the players are doing this. Maybe if they've changed the landscape, the NRL, I can understand what they're doing. I was a little bit dirty on the timing of it, but now with State of Origin, now it's taken all the hype out of that game. It's now, they're inside the three or four pages now instead of being on the back.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a protest. We don't like protests. Protests are like when they go on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and they stop traffic 8 o'clock in the morning, they're making a stand. So, they're still giving the game to the fans. Sometimes you don't want to hear the players talk. So let the coaches do their job. Let them do everything. Let them coach the side and also do a few words before and after the game.
Yeah, right. Now, you mentioned the Knights had a good win, 66-0. Reid Marnie, the Bulldogs co-captain, they got booed when they were walking off at halftime. He wasn't happy about it. Do you have a problem with fans booing their own team?
No way in the world. They're paying the money to come and watch you guys. I think the price of... I just think also with the prices they're paying, they deserve the boo. I really believe that.
Yeah, so do I.
They're taking the family out. It costs the family, mate, it's got to cost $150 because you're not allowed to take food in. Years ago, you could take food and drinks and you can't do anything. So, I just think, booing, for me, Richard, was when I was playing for Manly. The booing we got over there, I actually got inspired from, because if you boo someone, it's so much louder than a cheer.
Yeah, imagine what it's going to be like at Headingley tonight for the third Ashes test. That'll be there'll be plenty of booing and going on there. Okay, tonight, you're calling the game tonight along with Tim Manor and Joel Kane, the Tigers-Sharks game. All the action right here. But obviously, Tigers hoping to bounce back after their horror loss to the Cowboys last week. Cronulla, they're third on the ladder. They thrashed the Dragons. This looks like it could be all one way tonight.
Yep, there's no other way of saying it, Richard. 74-0, the Sharks. I think, what's his name, Hines, Nico Hines will have a point to prove. They've changed the 5-8, and they've gone a different way. So I'm sure we'll see an unbelievable game by him, and the score could be... I don't think it'd be the same, but I guarantee it's going to be high.
Okay. The one game tomorrow night, you'll also be calling that, along with Warren Smith and Tim Manor from Wynn Stadium, the Dragons-Raiders game. All the action here from 7 o'clock. Red V, they're on Struggle Street. They'll be minus captain Ben Hunt on origin duty. And the Green Machine coming off a win, but without Corey Horsburgh, who's playing for the Maroons. Which way are you going here?
The Raiders. I've seen them play last week down in Canberra in frosty conditions. They're just hitting it the right way. It's all about timing coming into this time of year. Surely missing a couple of players. I'm absolutely ecstatic that Corey got in. I've actually been doing a little bit of work with him, Richard, this year. Just playing between those ears, mate. Everyone knows they're fit, but things you've got to know your job. It's like your job. You know your job. Just do it. Don't worry about someone else's. And it's paid dividends.
Okay, two games on Saturday. The Eels-Warriors is the early game. Parramatta fresh off a bye, but without a few of their stars. New Zealand naming the same 17 despite that loss to South. Unclear if Sean Johnson's going to be playing. I think he welcomed the birth of his second child. Eels-Warriors should be a good game.
Yeah, it's a big call. If he's not playing, you've got to go for the Parramatta straight away. He's surely come off a bye, but and they're missing players. But Parramatta, they've got pretty good depth in their reserve tank, so I think I'll go Parramatta.
Okay, the late game Saturday, the Bunnies take on the Bulldogs. The Bunnies certainly hit their strides last week, finding form against the Warriors, and they'll aim to get a consecutive wins against the Bulldogs, who are obviously in a world of pain at the moment. You going for the Bunnies?
Plenty.
All right. The one game on Sunday, the Titans-Dolphins clash. It's another Queensland battle. Both sides looking to bounce back to the winner's circle. Jaden Campbell, the new fullback for the Gold Coast. An interesting one, this one. And Dolphins.
It's a tough one at Titans home ground. They're missing a couple of players, and they're big players out of their pack. Who are we going for? No, I think the Titans will keep going. I think the thing about the Titans, the players, they're actually having auditions who's going to be in the side next year. Under the guidance of my good mate, Desi Hasler. He's watching it nice and closely now. He'd be wrapped how they're playing, but he'll have also his own quirky ideas when he gets there.
Well, mate, always good to talk to you. Good calling tonight. We'll catch up next Thursday. Thanks for your time.
Mark
Spud Carroll is calling the game tonight, the Tigers-Sharks game. All the action right here from 7, and likewise tomorrow night from 7 o'clock. All the action with Mark, Tim Manor and Warren Smith of the Dragons-Raiders game.